and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Imagine what it would be like. Let's say you're born in Minnesota, and then your parents, they're missionaries, so they move you to a place called India, the great nation of India. And there you spend the first 13 years of your life. Of course, as a child, you learn, you pick up. It's very, very easy, organic for you to pick up the Indian language. Of course, you know, in India, there are more than one language, many languages in India. So you grow up in India, first 13 years, and God is working in your life during that time. Of course, you're tall. You become a tall young man, stately, basketball player, and you go to college, and eventually God calls you to ministry, and you get trained, and suddenly you find yourself in places like the Philippines and Sri Lanka, and you also pastor churches, and one of the places where you pastor a church, you pioneer a church in a place called Nu'uanu, Hawaii. And that church becomes one of the great churches in Hawaii. And not only that, but you're sent by God to pastor in other places, like in San Jose, where you pastor one of the oldest Baptist churches in all of California. And you see ministries grow wherever the Lord leads you. Doesn't that sound like an exciting life? A life that really leaves a legacy for the Lord? And of course, you're on the radio, you're using whatever media is available, you've got key people who are working with you. Well, that's the story of our featured guest today, but it's only a snapshot, really, of what you're going to hear. You know, sometimes you wait for a moment, and then sometimes you think it's so long, it might not ever happen. You may never, ever meet this person. Well, today, I'm privileged to meet this person that I've longed to meet for quite some time. But more excited than just that, I'm privileged because you get to join with me in hearing him, hearing his heart. And I've got a couple others who are here with me in studio, and we'll talk about them as we go along because of the significance of what God is doing. Now, of course, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we exist to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ. If you do not know Christ yet as your personal Lord and Savior, that's our heart, for you to know how much he loves you and knows you, and whatever you're going through right now, for you to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would know his love. Well, when you think about the name James Cook, it might bring up historical significance in these great islands. Like, you know, the British explorer, Captain James Cook, the cartographer, the navigator. Well, my guest today is Dr. James Cook. And he's all what I spoke about earlier. And he's here in studio with me, along with Dr. Stan Pons, and a dear friend and ministry supporter of years past, and even to this day, Paul Schultz. Dr. Cook, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, and what a privilege to be able to be with you here in the islands and to be back. And as you mentioned, James Cook, it's interesting to realize that our heritage goes all the way back to that great explorer, and our desire has been that we might be to the Lord's work what he was to the secular work. But one little thing you need to know. We all are excited about knowing that William Carey was the father of modern missions. Mm-hmm. One of the things that absolutely thrilled me to find out that he was a student of all of the charts and all of the things that were written by Captain James Cook. He was absolutely enamored. And when we were in Tonga, I told them that because of what they had done for him, they had a part because his tremendous writings about them and all the rest, William Carey digested, and because of that, he was touched to go to the mission field.
Dr. Cook, it's like we could go in many directions, and the substance of what you can say and the depth from which you will say it, we could be here for quite some time, and I'm glad that we're not rushing. We do have a little bit of time here. Dr. Cook, you know, in your years of ministry, as you go back and you think of early influences in your life that have laid a foundation for you, God helped them help you lay a foundation through their lives, who would you say influenced you early on in your ministry?
Well, first of all, my father was the great missionary statesman that was in India, Northeast India. But one day, when I was 8 years old, I was with him in Calcutta, and famine had hit the place. And we walked out of the place we were staying. 5,000 people were lying dead in the streets where we were. And my father put his arm around me as that his little boy, and he said, "Son, I want you to know there's only one sight that's going to be worse than this, and that is when Jesus says, 'Depart from me, I never knew you.'" And he looked at me and he said, "Remember to invest your life for him so that there be more that will go to be with him when they pass from this earth." That was the beginning of my consciousness of the fact that God wanted to use my life.
What went on inside when your dad explained that to you?
Well, first of all, of course, as I saw all of these people that had died and perished during the night, I was very emotional, and I cried. And that's when my father said that thing to me. But for my heart, there was an expression. I knew the Lord had just been incredibly gracious to me, even at 8 years of age. And I said at that moment, "Lord, take my life." And I'll be honest with you, that's before I made a public profession that I'd ever accepted Christ. But that was in my life from my mom and dad right from the start over there.
You know, looking back and seeing the influence of generations of growing up in a missionary family, the legacy that was left, but here you are also today sharing, telling about those days. Now, as you said, this all happened before you became made a public profession of faith. What was it like in those early years of your conversion? How did it happen? This took place. Take us back there.
That's an interesting thing. One of the men that was working for my father was an evangelist, and his name was Musa Bura, which meant Moses the Old One. And I was with him, and we were walking along, and he was long white beard and a very distinguished Indian gentleman. And he said to me, "Jimmy Baba, apne do Christian mana sindaki? Are you a Christian?" I said, "Well, I'm not a Hindu, I'm not a Muslim, I'm not a Buddhist, I'm not an animist." And then he looked at me, he said, "You see that cowshed over there?" I said, "Yes." He said, "If you'd have been born in that cowshed, would you have been a cow?" I said, "Well, no." He said, "Just because you're born in a missionary home, you're not a Christian until you have made that decision." It wasn't long after that I made the decision to accept the Lord.
Profound words, but so simple.
Yes, very.
For a child.
Yeah.
When did you begin to sense a distinct calling for ministry?
Well, I think when I was probably 12 years old, I come to this country. I was just for just for a short period of time. And I met a man by the name of Dr. William Bell Riley. He is one of the great historic fundamentalists of the nation. He was pastor of First Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I remember him baptizing me. And he said, and I said I was 12, I was much younger than that, I'm sorry. But he said, "You're a missionary's son, and you now profess your faith in Jesus Christ?" I said, "Yes." "And you want to be baptized and say to the world that you're his?" I said, "Yes." Then he looked at me and he said, "Do you have anything more that you can give to the Lord?" And I said, "Well, yes." And he said, "Don't you think you ought to do that now?" And that was the beginning when I knew that God had a special hand upon my life. And yes, I had a four-year scholarship to play football. My mother said no to go to college. She said, "I didn't give you life to play football because I know you'll be that kind of a guy." But she said, "I gave you life to serve him." And then I had an appointment to the Naval Academy, which, if the old sea blood, I think, is still there. Mm-hmm. And I ended up going to Northwestern College, and there I was trained. And Dr. Billy Graham was there for a few of those years, so that's how we became close. But I played for them. Yeah.
Dr. Cook, today, as you and Dr. Pons and Paul are very well known, we're living in a time of great trial, tremendous anxieties, carry heavy, people are carrying heavy weights, burdens. Doctor, when we come back from our break, I'd like for you, from the collective measure of your years of travel, years of being a pastor to pastors, a missionary to missionaries, to really speak. Sometimes I leave it to the end, you know, a final parting shot. But I feel maybe at this time, because of who you are and what God is doing just in our time together today, and when, as somebody's listening to us and hearing you in our time together, a word of encouragement, a word of affirmation and hope from you, I think it would be such an opportune season in someone's life.
And I'd be thrilled to be able to do that.
When we come back, we'll hear from the heart of Dr. James Cook. Dr. Cook has been a pastor here in Hawaii, also in California. He's been a missionary to different parts of the world. He's a linguist. He's an athlete. But a man of God who has served the Lord faithfully for decades. When we come back, we'll hear more from Dr. James Cook. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guests.
We
all need examples in our lives. I mean, I'm talking about examples that set you up, and you follow those examples, and you'll be right on. You're okay. Down the road, you see the road of life, I mean, it has all kinds of detours. There's all distractions, different kinds of reasons why we could go off course. I'm looking at a great example today. When I look at my friend, Dr. Stan Pons, he's actually the senior pastor of International Baptist Church. In his own right, he's got a plethora of experiences and background. He's got his doctorate from Luther Rice Seminary. He's taught at Moody Bible Institute, Word of Life Bible Institute in Chicago, Illinois, and New York, respectively. But he's the senior pastor. And how often do you hear of a senior pastor actually inviting the founding pastor of the church? You know, let's face it. We live in a time where we all have that weird sense of insecurity. You know what I'm talking about, right? We all are ashamed of certain things or certain things we don't want people to know. And so we get really guarded and proprietary. We don't want people to come back. Well, Dr. Pons, he's the one who actually set up this time for Dr. James Cook to be in studio today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii radio show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. It's a blessing that you're with us. If you're tuning in right now and you're thinking, hey, I caught the last segment, I'm wondering if I could get the rest of the show, the answer is yes. You can have a free download of this show when you're hearing it, free for you 24/7. Not only that, go ahead and pass it on to a family member or a friend. As you're listening, you might be thinking, gosh, this is good stuff. I think it'll encourage someone. Well, send them a link, Facebook, email. You can get it at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Before our break, we're talking with Dr. Cook about anxiety. Do you know what anxiety is like as you're driving or as you're at your office right now just listening, or maybe at home? You're feeling anxiety? You're feeling pressure, stress, the burdens of life? Dr. Cook, today, somebody's struggling, family trials, financial problems, uncertainties. You've traveled all over the world ministering to brokenhearted people. What do you feel the Lord would say to someone in that place?
Well, may I just say that one of the most incredible things that I have found as I have traveled, I have been with those that have been tied together with all these different religious backgrounds, and I still find people saying, I am so lonely. I am so much in anguish. And I just am thrilled to be able to say, Jesus has an answer for each and every one of you and for us. Jesus said, peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. The scripture is so clear that the peace that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ is that peace when we recognize we're sinners, that doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out, realizing that there is no one else in all of religious history that has said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So today, if you're there and you're having some problems, insecurity, and so on, start out by putting your trust in Jesus, because that's the beginning of the peace that comes. And there's a scripture that speaks concerning the fact that for whosoever shall call, act upon the information the scripture gives, upon the name of the Lord, shall have eternal life, be saved. And then in 1 John speaks concerning, these things are written unto you that believe, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. And so if you're struggling out there, finances and broken promises and broken relationships, start out by just saying, Lord, I come to you. I'm a broken person. And Jesus said, I will give you that peace which it passes all human understanding. So that's what I would like to just say to you. Take those burdens to the Lord Jesus. The scripture says, take your burdens to the cross. And the hymn writer says, and leave them there. And that would be the beginning. When you've asked Jesus to be your Savior and said, Lord, I turn from my sin and I turn to Thee, that's the beginning. And you can call here, this radio program, and you can talk to this great host and say, would you send me something that I might be able to check this out? That will come your way, I'm positive. So God help you to do that. And if you say, well, I'm not real sure, well, just make sure today. Because by asking the Lord to be your personal Savior, knowing you're a sinner, knowing He's the only one that has provided pardon for your sin, and say, Lord, I accept that pardon for my sin today, the Bible says you can know that ye have eternal life. And that's the beginning of the peace that Jesus gives to you.
Oh, peace, peace. People are looking for peace, longing, yearning, crying out for peace, peace in their hearts. And thank you, Doctor, for sharing that. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And I might just say this. So many times we look for answers from political individuals, and we've all been grossly disappointed. And I just want you to know, turn your eyes upon the Lord Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things that are troubling you in this old world will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and His grace.
We talked about, you mentioned about insecurities. I talked about the example here. I'm looking at Paul, who has been your longtime ministry partner for decades in the radio ministry. He's done a lot of things, as you've shared, behind the scenes to make things go forward. And I'm looking at Pastor Stan Pons. Pastor, I talked a little bit about your background. You've pastored in Texas. You've pastored in California, now in Hawaii. You pastored in New York. I mean, so now you're the pastor, International Baptist Church. What was it in you that says, you know, I've got to get Dr. James Cook back?
It was quite interesting that you'd ask a question like that, because in my mind, I wanted to have a church that would be strong, a church that would teach the Bible, a church that also had a vision for missions, a church that would equip people for the ministry. And as I came a part of this church, came to become a part of this church, I was handed the biography of the founding pastor. Now, I wasn't totally strange to this, because even though I traveled all over the country planting churches and doing things, we really began much of our ministry here in Hawaii in 1976, and Pastor Cook was here. And now, we spoke in all different churches, Ala Moana Mall, beaches, all over, never connected, but we saw the material from his church. So then when I came to accept the call to this church, I read his biography, which is really an autobiography that talks about this tremendous way God has used his life. And I said, you know, when I come to take this church and they install me as the pastor, wouldn't it be great to take one hand and reach out to the past and then take another hand and look to the future and bring it all together? Because we drive our car looking through the windshield, but occasionally we'll look in the rearview mirror to remember the heritage, the traditions, the foundations upon which this church was built. And so if he's a man of God who loves the Lord, who loves the Word, then I would like to have him back again to bring those people that he led to the Lord years ago that's part of my now new regime, and then together. So when we were having that moment of installation, there was that time of passing the baton, the time of hugging, a time of united prayer. And so from then on, we said, why don't we have him back almost yearly? And as often as his schedule would permit, he would come back. So what he's done is reignited the people that are our heritage families, while at the same time igniting the new families. And together there's this wonderful synergy that goes on in ministry. So we've enjoyed this together, and God has done a great work.
May I just say that I could not be more grateful to God for bringing this servant of God. And Hawaii is blessed by having this man of God here. And I will tell you, the church is a biblically based, Christ-honoring, tremendous, tremendous fellowship. And Pastor Stan has just done, I think, a tremendous job. And I commend him, and I thank God for him. And I'm glad we're here together.
I'm glad you're here together, too, because it's exemplary. Mm-hmm. And we need role models, not just theoretically speaking, but in front of us to see. And, hey, we all struggle with things that sort of cap our, you know, our potential is there, but it caps the application of what God wants to do in our lives because we don't allow him to work in us and bring about the kind of, you mentioned synergism or kind of unity that will facilitate even more depth and more growth and more impact in our community, in our city, in our state, in our world. When we come back from our break, we're going to take some time. You see, it's not often that you have somebody with you that can span literal decades of life and ministry. And there are certain insights that come that only come with experience. And it comes through going through rough times. It comes through going through times of uncertainty. And yet, in the midst of uncertainty, finding the anchor, the certainty in the midst of not knowing what's going to happen next. And when we come back from our break, we'll talk more with Dr. James Cook about the rock. You might have heard about the rock being the rock of Christ. Well, how does a rock of Christ, the foundation built on Christ, make a difference in a world that is ever so changing? People vacillate from one enterprise to another, one relationship to another, one church to another sometimes. How do you find in poverty and in wealth the anchor in Christ? When we come back, we'll hear more from Dr. James Cook.
In the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Challenges, yeah, they all take place. A lot of things go on, you know, in churches today. And, of course, the world is full of transitions and changes, elections, and on. But things go on in churches today, and sometimes you get an opportunity. It's a rare occasion, from one standpoint, to have somebody that has really seen the church life grow through the years and the changes that have taken place. Dr. James Cook is here with me. He is the founding pastor of International Baptist Church, but he's also pastored in other parts of the United States, like in San Jose, California, and in other countries, Quezon City, the Philippines. He's in Sri Lanka and in other places. But here's a unique thing. He's here with the current senior pastor of International Baptist Church, Dr. Stan Pons. And as we begin this particular segment, I remind you, here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, you can access our resources at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The downloads for our programs are free. And I want you to pass those on to others. And I want to say a big mahalo to our corporate sponsors and those of you who stand with us to make this program available. There may be somebody who's listening and saying, hey, I want to find out what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, click the Get to Know Jesus link, and we have something very special there for you as well. Dr. Cook, changes, challenges. What have you seen over the years in the body of Christ at large?
I think one of the most thrilling things that I know anything about is where I was raised in India. In Northeast India, that is a totally different part of the country than the rest of India. But there were headhunters. In fact, the British had said, these are people that cannot be civilized. But my father and those that were the pioneer men and women that went in there presented the gospel of Christ, and people started to become believers. And so when I was a boy, the percentage was very small. But numbers of years ago, when our son and I went back to that area, we were invited back, and we were asked to minister by the leadership of that part of the country, and we ministered to the leadership of over 7,000 churches in that area, and hundreds of thousands of believers. And I told my son, I said, after he had gone to preach on Sunday morning in this one city, he had over 10,000, and I was preaching at another church, and it had at least that amount. And I said to him, I said, when your father, when I was a boy, I walked through these mountains with your grandpa, and there are human heads hanging on the walls. And now this is what's happened. And so we are thrilled at what God is doing. And yes, we're discouraged at times when we get off course. And the church is oftentimes led off course by individuals that have power, prestige, position in mind, and come up with a quote-unquote new doctrine to touch something. And the church that is not genuine will move off. But Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And so I have seen, I was ordained 60 years ago. And I just say, I don't know how that can be because I'm not that old. But the thing that I see across the world is an incredible opening of hearts. Our son works in the Mideast countries, and we can't talk about exact areas. But in the last numbers of months, new churches have started all over, and over 1,400 people have been baptized. There is a hunger. There is an opening. There is a desire to find the real truth, and I thank God for that. In our country, one of the things that really causes my heart to sink is we have tried so hard to get the world into the church, we have lost our effectiveness in the world. And I think it would be honest to say, often we have too much of the world in the church and not enough of the church in the world. And the commitment that is not a compromised gospel is the important thing. And, you know, people say, oh, what about tradition? What about, you know, the new seeker friend? I say, forget it all. The Lord is interested in His Word being presented through men and women that love the Lord Jesus, and He will produce results. And that, to me, is the answer. My dear friend, Dr. Adrian Rogers, went home to be with the Lord recently. But as he and I went through times together, problem times in different churches, mine and his, the one thing that both of us said, and he said to me, Jim, remember this, as I was going through a little bit of a difficulty, he said, remember this, God's word is the only thing that will not return void. And that is something we have tried our utmost to be able to just keep at, giving the Word of God, not get sidetracked. And in all too many cases, somebody wants us to go this direction, that. No, it is the Word of God that is our absolute, total authority for our faith and our practice. And then Jesus will build the church no matter where it is.
Doctor, the real anchor and foundation. It just sort of gives a steady rudder in life as you talk about the Word of God. The evangelist or the heart to reach people in a world when we talk about there's too much of the church, too much of the world in the church, not enough of the church in the world. Somebody might look and say, I understand that. I understand, and then there's a wrestling, though, that goes on in relation to the evangelistic component of, we might use the word relevance and relatability. Is there a way to relate? Is there a way to be relevant without compromising the simplicity of the gospel and our, without compromising our steadfast stance on the Word of God?
I always make this comment. The answer to that is yes. It doesn't make any difference what period of history you go into. You find individuals doing different things to attract the attention of individuals. But all through history, it was the centrality of the Word of God. And you know, the biggest thing that I have found And I've seen individuals come to the Lord. For example, the head of a big philosophy department, graduate of Oxford University, and so on and so on. When we debated all sorts of things, Kant, Hegel, Plato, Aristotle, even old Ho Chi Minh up in North Vietnam at the time. And you know, I thank God that I had the background, I was able to talk. But I ended with giving him one verse of scripture, and I was this, that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, all things are become new. It's a long story, but 1 year later, he'd forgotten everything about my brilliance in philosophy, I am sure. Knocked on the door at 9 o'clock at night and said, may I come in and see you? And I said, well, doctor, I'm honored to have you come. Yes. Walked in and he said, I've tried this and it has produced nothing. Those that I've taught have cheated, they've plagiarized, and so on and so on. And then he looked at me and he said, did you not say to me, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. He quoted it exactly. He said, I want that. And as simply as I would lead a six-year-old to the Lord, that great man accepted Christ. And I would just say this, in this entire time, remember, the Lord wants us to use his word, but the Lord also wants us to be relevant to the society in which we are. And it's not, you got to do this and this and this. No. You make sure that what you give is biblical, even in our music, and give it with excellence, and God will bless.
We talk about certain dynamic balances that have to take place as we move forward in obedience to the Lord. We live in the 21st century. There are 21st century gadgets, technology, capacities that have been enlarged, and many maybe using that. And at the same time, we all need to be reminded that with all this advancement, the simplicity of the gospel never changes. The word of God never changes. And what a reminder from you, Dr. Cook. We're going to take some time, but I want to prep you just to think about your own heart right now. What is God doing in your heart? As we've had this time together with Dr. James Cook and Dr. Stan Pons and Paul Schultz, what is the Lord doing in your heart? What is he saying to you? And it might be that right now it's a time of uncertainty, a time of challenge. Maybe the Lord is bringing you back to the simplicity of faith in Jesus Christ, bringing you back to the Word, reading the Word. Maybe you've drifted away from your times alone with the Lord. Sometimes you might even be serving the Lord in a way that others might be thinking, gosh, the Lord is really using him or her. And yet your own heart, your own soul, you feel dry. And you don't want to say it because you've got a leadership role to carry. But it's you. And the Lord is reminding you to come back. Think about John chapter 15. Connect back with Christ. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. You know, we cannot bear fruit unless we abide in Christ. When we come back from our break, we'll talk more with Dr. James Cook about, but you know what? I want Dr. Cook, Doctor, I want, if you can pray, let's pray together. Pray for someone who is struggling. Pray for someone who wants to get back on track. Someone who wants to be renewed in the Word again. Get back into fellowship again. Maybe this is that opening for you. And the Lord sends Dr. James Cook right here to speak to you and to remind you in a very loving way that there's hope. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
One thought, one insight, One Lesson, can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So what would you do if a graduate from Oxford University, a very high intellectual, comes up to you and challenges you? Of course, this person is from a Buddhist background and in a Buddhist institution, and then you're the sole Christian there, and this person from Oxford doesn't think you belong. In fact, he's vehement. There's an anger that's boiling over, and then there's the challenge. It becomes a spiritual challenge. Dr. Cook mentioned a little bit about what happened at the end when this person actually became a Christian, but he didn't quite tell about the heat of the matter that went on. This is the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm here with Dr. James Cook, Dr. Stan Pons, and Paul Schultz. And you can get more at thegoodlifehawaii.org. But before we go any further, take us back to the backstory of what happened before this man came to Christ.
Well, as you know, I played basketball all through my college and university years, and even semi-pro ball. But I, in Sri Lanka, which was Ceylon at that time, they had asked me to come to be the coach of the university. And so I did. I said, I'll take no money. But I said to the guys, because they had come, 50 of them had come with an embossed invitation from the chancellor. And I told the guys, I'll take no money, but you need to come to hear me preach once a week. And this guy said, oh, okay, and that was fine. Well, anyway, as I was coaching, we held 3 national championships, but the big thing, only 5 young men didn't accept Christ. All the rest did. But in the midst of this is when this man that was the head of the philosophy department, young man, brilliant, nice guy, but very hostile. And one day, he'd been hearing about Christian things happening at the university, and he was very upset about it. And so he came right out to the basketball court, and he challenged me, and he said, I just want to tell you something. And all of my guys are standing around a little bit surprised at his attack when he said, I just want you to know I don't believe in your Christianity. And he went on and on, and I said, well, doctor, I said, it's a free country. You don't have to believe it, but it doesn't make it true and false just because you said it. And then he said, well, your Bible, and he said, it's a collection of mythological stuff. I said, well, doctor, you can believe it that way, that's fine, but it does not make it true or false. And by this time, he's a little bit heated, and he said, and you're Jesus. And he went into quite a tirade against him. And I said, well, just to let you know, doctor, that you may feel that way, and Jesus still loves you, by the way, but it doesn't make it true or false. And then I turned the table on him. I said, okay, now you're here at the university. What are you going to do? And he said, well, I'm going to take the philosophical background of all of history and imbibe it into the intelligentsia of this nation, and we will have the greatest group of young men move out to take this country. It'll be wonderful. And I said, well, doctor, that sounds great. And then we discussed. And he asked if I knew anything about philosophy. I was glad I knew something about it. And as I said before, we talked about Kant, Plato, you know, Aristotle, and all of the rest of them, and as I mentioned, even Ho Chi Minh. And then I said to him, I said, well, I said, okay. And then he was about to go. I said, whoop, doctor, you didn't ask me what I'm doing here. And he hesitated, and I said, I'm here because I want to bring a relationship that you can know for sure that you're going to go into, not your nirvana, but into the presence of Almighty God. And that, I can tell you, comes through Jesus Christ. He said, I told you, I don't believe it. I said, doctor, my holy book says something that I want you to remember. My holy book says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. All things are become new. He said, I don't believe it. I said, doctor, hear it one more time. If any man be in Christ, that's what my holy book says, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. All things are become new. And he turned to go, and I said, doctor, hear it one more time. My holy book says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. All things are become new. Well, all the rest of the year when we passed in the hall, he would duck into a room. There was no, and I didn't have anything more. But at the time when graduation took place, he, as I said, came and knocked on my door at 9 o'clock at night. And he said, I want to see you. And we walked in, and I said, well, doctor, why? He said, I am so disillusioned. My students have cheated. They have plagiarized. I'm so disappointed. And he went on and on. Finally, he said, did you not say to me as you left, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature? Old things are passed away. All things have become new. Perfectly stated. And he said, I want to be a new man. And we had the privilege of leading him to Christ. This is why I'm such a, I guess, a nut. Your testimony is great, but unless you give God's word, that's what the Word of God, that's what the Holy Spirit has promised to use, and he does. And that's why I preach to this day with everything I have, the Word of Almighty God.
Doctor, somebody, as they listen, they're encouraged. Somebody might be thinking, well, what about me? Maybe I'm like that professor. Mm. I want to be a new creation in Christ. Mm. How do I do that? Mm. What would you say?
Let me just tell you this. First of all, we recognize, according to Scripture, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That doesn't take any brilliance from any one of us. We all know we have. And God is too perfect, if we've done one sin, to take us into his presence. So we're in a dilemma, just total dilemma. We can't get into the presence of God. That's when Jesus came into the world, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so Jesus came, and he took our sin, and he paid the penalty on the cross, so that we might be able to receive the pardon that was his, that he gives to all of us. And all we need to do is say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner, and I recognize Jesus is the pardon for my sin. No other religious leader in all of history said, I have a pardon for you, except Jesus.
Doctor, can you lead in a prayer?
You bet. Heavenly Father, if there's someone listening to our voice, we would ask that they might at this moment say, Lord, I really want that relationship. I know I'm a sinner. May they pray that prayer. I know I'm a sinner. I know you're the Savior with a pardon for my sin. I now accept that pardon for my sin. And the Bible says, when we've called upon the Lord Jesus, He has saved us. And then, Lord, there are many hearts out there that are broken, areas of discontentment, frustration, and so on. May they turn their attention to the one that can give peace of heart. Again, we're reminded of that verse we have talked about, peace that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you, but let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And so as each of these are thinking about this, may they recognize the touch from God after they have asked Jesus to be their Savior. Encourage, strengthen, Lord, each one in the midst of this day, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dr. James Cook, sharing the word of the Lord. It's been a blessing. Doctor, thank you for being with us. Dr. Stan Pons, thank you for setting this up. It's great. What a blessing.
And thank you, and keep up the good work. We are so thankful that the Lord has put you here where you are.
And I'm privileged to receive that. I received that from the Lord, and our dear friend Paul Schultz, ministry partner with Dr. James Cook for many, many years, making the gospel available through the airwaves and the ministry development in the years, great years past, so that we can have great years to come. In the next few days, you're going to be hearing other inspirational stories of hope and faith. Sometimes you get real special ones like you did today, and just receive that as a blessing from the Lord. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. And if you've said that prayer, I encourage you to go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. If you're not connected to a church, we've got a list of partner churches on our website. And if you're already connected and you've been struggling, I encourage you to go back. Connect with your pastor, get connected to a small group there. But for this show, invite someone to listen, 2 p.m., 12 midnight every day. Our stories are now downloadable at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Share them with a friend. Isaiah 40 verse 8 says, "The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Dr. James Cook, Dr. Stan Pons, and Paul Schultz. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave.